Macmillan Audio presents Layla by Nikki Kelly. Read for you by Pearl Hewitt. Prologue. Lucan, Ireland, 1823. Lightning streaked and forked into three. The thunder pounded in waves of two, and the silence fell at once. In the stained glass window, the lightning forks illuminated an image of the Virgin Mary holding baby Jesus in her arms. In the vestry, the devoted clergyman desperately scrawled his panicked thoughts, pausing only to add more coal to the fire behind him. Another clap of thunder exploded, and startled, he hesitated, scraping his hand through his graying hair. He couldn't leave, even though his wife and children would be waiting for his return. He thought he would surely be safe here in the church until daybreak. He scolded himself for coming here, for bringing his family. He must warn his wife and children, tell them that the devil's brood walked among them. Though he hardly knew his congregation, he prayed that should the evil prevail on this darkest of nights, his letter would be found, and they would take heed. As the rain lashed down, he scribbled a final apocalyptic message, signing Reverend O'Sullivan. He folded and tucked the pages into his Bible. All the sounds of the storm suddenly ceased. Silence engulfed him. The burning candles flickered, and one by one died out. The fire seemed to explode before it too blew out, and in an instant he was thrown into darkness. He knew then that he had run out of time. It had come for him. The curate felt his way to the door and cautiously passed through.